What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Friday, September 23rd, 2016. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments and questions. A reminder, the lovely Lady Claire will not be joining us in hour number three. She had a scheduling conflict. And as you can imagine, we're both busy. We actually have lives outside of whatreallyhappened.com. And for Claire, that's mostly her choir and the rest of that stuff going on. All right, so getting on into the news here. A lot of stuff going on here. As you know, Monday is going to be the debate, the first debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And some of Hillary's inner circle are already starting to acknowledge that Hillary's feeling a little nervous about this, that she's a little scared. She's trying to figure out some way she can gain some kind of an advantage. Now, we're looking at this story that came out of the Daily Mail. Hillary wanted to debate Donald Trump on a step stool. She wanted a stool because he's very tall. Psychologically, there's an advantage. She's been turned down for that. And perhaps what is most significant is Hillary will not be getting commercial breaks for her coughing fits or fainting spells or to run off stage and have a swig of whatever medication here. So basically, she's going to be up on that stage for 90 minutes solid. And people are very, very, very nervous about that. As of the last poll, 75% of Americans are going to tune in, which is a very high viewership for a presidential debate. And you'd think it would be important, and normally it is, but people are really coming on in, and all the pundits are saying, well, things are going to change after the debate, and, you know, pay no attention to Donald Trump being ahead in the polls that we rigged for Hillary and not enough. After the debate, it's really going to change. We'll see what's going to happen there. Time will solve that mystery. U.S. General Michael Flynn is quoted in a story that came out of Investment Watch blog that Hillary Clinton is unfit to be president and commander-in-chief of the United States because she's mentally unstable. And again, that's an area of concern. Who gets to hold those keys to the nuclear weapons? Now, there is, of course, the two-man rule. So if somebody's out there saying, well, you know, Donald Trump could take the keys to the nuclear weapons and unleash World War III, and so could Hillary. But in theory, there is what is called the two-man rule, which says that for an unprovoked nuclear attack, there have to be two authorizations, one from the president and one from a second member of National Command Authority, who would be like the vice president or a handful of people who would form that second person here. So it's not as reckless and Wild West as you might think. But still, it's an issue. The job of the president is to make choices, make decisions, and they have to be thinking clearly. And there is a real reason to think that Hillary Clinton has suffered some form of brain damage, and even before that, her behavior throughout her entire career is that of a pure sociopath. And we really cannot risk having somebody like that in that top office. And yes, some of our past presidents have been sociopathic as well. That doesn't mean we should go ahead and go along with it yet again. Let's take a phone call. Jeff in Toronto. Aloha, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Jeff, are you there?
I just wanted to make a remark here, and I just wanted to get your opinion about something. I was just reading CBS News online today, and there's a story about Mark Cuban and how he'll have a front row seat at the first presidential debate. And I just want to read a brief paragraph from, and this is from CBS News. Generally, I don't trust a word they say, but on something like this, I would believe it 100%. And the paragraph is this. It says, Mark Cuban is getting ready to rumble. The billionaire investor and Dallas Maverick owner announced Thursday that he will be seated in the front row for the presidential debate on Monday night to be held at Hofstra University, New York City. And his tweet was this. Just got a front row seat to watch Hillary Clinton overwhelm Donald Trump at the humbling at Hofstra, is what he called it, on Monday night. It's on. So, I mean, this is such a transparent ploy. So I'm assuming that next they're going to give free tickets to Rosie O'Donnell and they're going to have, like, anti-Trump T-shirts on the front row.
Oh, they're loading it against Donald Trump. The moderators are all on board with Hillary Clinton, and it's really weird because they've come on out there and they're sending Donald Trump really ought to not be aggressive for this first debate. I mean, he's just going to be seen as picking on a little old lady who's sick and the rest of it. And they're trying to appreciate the public opinion. Where they're going to come out and say, oh, well, Hillary's going to win. And then after the debate's over, they'll say, Hillary won, and hope to convince people. And perception really is a very important thing here. When you go back to the debates between Richard Nixon and John F. Kennedy, those who heard the debate on the radio thought Nixon had won. Those who watched it on TV thought Kennedy had won, and Nixon was always joking about his makeup artist after that, because the makeup artist did make him look sleazy. I mean, even over and above how sleazy he really was. We're going to take a second here to do a shout-out to our honor affiliates who are rejoining our network right now. Obviously, top of the show, we're talking about politics here.
Just had one other thing to mention. I don't know if you've seen this latest ad from the former actors of the Avengers movie with Robert Downey Jr. and Don Cheadle, but it's an anti-Trump ad that they're adding. And I don't know about you, Mike, but I know you've worked in Hollywood before, but for me, like, listening to a celebrity on television backing a certain political candidate doesn't really sway me a lot, but this ad goes way beyond the pale. I mean, Robert Downey Jr. is almost bringing himself to tears about how nuts Donald Trump is, and Don Cheadle's on here calling Donald Trump a racist and abusive coward. I mean, if there's anyone who's not a coward, that would be Donald Trump. I mean, he is the most courageous man that I've ever seen run for political office since President Kennedy, and that is the truth. I've never seen a man with so much bravery than that. And so for this is such a ridiculous and disgusting ad. I can't believe it, but it's not going to go anywhere either. But Donald Trump is one of the most bravest men that I've seen in many years.
I would agree, because we know he's literally risking his life by going up against the narcocracy. Now, Hollywood, by and large, tends to be liberal. They want to be seen as progressive and out there on the cutting edge. Obviously, if you're good friends with the current president, that is going to give you an advantage in furthering your own career. Or for those who, like George Clooney, are thinking about a career in politics themselves, they're trying to make those inroads and build those relations. But the sad reality is that for a lot of people, a celebrity endorsement will get them to buy this perfume, that T-shirt, this car, and that politician, and unfortunately those are weak-minded people, but that's the nature of the electorate that is swayed by celebrity endorsements. Obviously, again, as you said, having worked in Hollywood, if a celebrity tells me something, I really don't pay attention to it unless they're talking about green screens and traveling mats and you know, the software that takes the zits off their faces and the rest of it. Right now, Hillary is trying every single thing she can think of, and celebrity endorsements are going to do it. And you need to remember, when Bill Clinton was president, his brother was actually out there in Hollywood making sure that everybody was staying in line, and there was a lot of cocaine flowing around at that point.
There
was just a lot of that stuff going on out there. There are a few voices in Hollywood who have stood up and said, this is a dangerous direction. We're going to, you know, go the conservative. And yes, they risk their jobs by doing so. And that's just a reality. And
it's almost turning into the anti-communist witch hunts in the 50s, where if you have a certain political leaning, then your name is mud in Hollywood, and that's just disgusting. If you live in a
exactly right,
you can be able to say what you want.
That's exactly right. And, you know, back in the 1950s, it was commie, and for most of Hollywood's history, it's been anti-Semite, and today it's conservative.
I don't want to go totally anti-celebrity. I mean, I live in downtown Toronto, and it's actually quite common to see a lot of filming here, and, you know, I've met a few of them.
Oh, it's a beautiful city.
Some of them are quite nice and considerate. I mean, my mother met Kiefer Sutherland, and he bought her lunch that she was having at the time. You know, but I mean, it's just like, when you go out of your way and try to manipulate the public, to me, that's a little bit disgraceful. But when you're going on television calling Donald Trump, like, on these ads, and you got a smile on your face, you're calling Donald Trump a racist and an abusive coward, I mean, that's just beyond the pale. I mean, where's your shame here? I mean, you know.
Well, they don't have any shame. That's why they're such good actors. You know, but the reality is, my experience in Hollywood is everybody you meet is absolutely going to be the most wonderful human being you've ever known or a total jerk. And there's very little in between. And I don't know exactly why that is, but I knew a lot of very wonderful people in Hollywood. Rene Valente, of course, was a lifelong friend. And then I met some other real jerks, and I'm not going to bother naming them. But there's something about entertainment, film, and politics that draws out the very best and the very worst in human beings. But you need to remember, Robert Downey Jr. isn't really Iron Man, and he's not really an expert on politics. So why are we listening to him?
That's right. And, I mean, I know Mark Cuban has been trolling Donald Trump for the last week and a half. He's been trying to offer money for a debate. But, I mean, people have to remember, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are running for president and not Mr. Cuban, so I don't know if he's there. He's obviously there just to provoke a reaction out of Donald Trump. So Donald Trump should just pretend he's not there. And if they bring in Rosie O'Donnell or anyone else to try to shake him, but it's like they have no respect for the fortitude that Donald Trump has. He's not even going to pay attention to these people. I mean, it's really pathetic, in my opinion, but they can do whatever they want.
It's actually very childish if you think about it. They're behaving like spoiled brat children. They're behaving like, you know, when we went through high school, we always saw that little group of kids whose parents were rich and they got away with everything. And that was, you know, those are basically the people who grew up to be in government by and large. And they are down to a state of childishness trying to deal with Trump. And they do know that he has a temper, not as bad as Hillary Clinton. And they're going to try and provoke him into losing his temper. They tried to do it with the very first debate when Megyn Kelly came out with this comment about women, and Trump made a joke, and he got the audience on his side. And I remember Megyn Kelly, you could see the steam coming out of her ears. How dare you not roll over before my female commentator personality, you man. And but they're going to try it. But Trump knows that's what they're going to try. His advisors know that's what they're going to try. We know from Clinton's inner circle, she's afraid of these debates. She was trying to figure out some way she could get out of them. But now she's stuck with it. And 90 minutes standing on her feet on a stage, that's going to be a real iron test.
I'm buying my popcorn, Mike.
Yes.
I'm buying my popcorn. I can't wait. I mean, that's why they went after Matt Lauer during the first debate, the commander-in-chief forum, because Donald Trump didn't go for the... And I thought Matt Lauer did a fairly good job, although I thought he was slightly biased towards Hillary Clinton. But, I mean, they went after Matt Lauer like he did something wrong the next day because he didn't really go after Donald Trump in an obviously unfair way to get a reaction from him. So I think Donald Trump is sort of like being much better advised than he was previously over the last month, and I think he's...
Yeah.
If he continues on his path, I think he's going to be just fine.
Yeah, he is. I mean, his changing of management was a smart thing for him to do.
Yes.
His former manager was trying to get Donald Trump to run his campaign in a more traditional manner, but that played right into Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump is now back to being Donald Trump, and that was always his strong suit. So, Jeff,
exactly.
Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. The lines are loading up, and we're going to switch to Jim in Chicago.
Thank
Aloha.
You.
Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing,
Jim?
Michael?
There you are.
Yeah, I'm here. Oh. Okay. Yeah, I really find it interesting that the unions and the union leaders have been very quiet when it comes to Hillary. Now, I believe that the same thing that's going to happen this time is the same thing that happened back in 1980 when most of the unions and blue-collar workers went to a Reagan. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would, because the Democrat image was supposed to be the working man's party, standing up for ordinary Americans. But because of all of Hillary's Wall Street fundraising, people are realizing the Democrats are now the party of the 1%. And I think a lot of Americans are feeling very disenfranchised, and they've been made so many promises by Hillary and Obama and Bill Clinton that never came to pass. They are cool on it. A lot of unions are supporting Donald Trump. The country's largest police union just gave him their endorsement.
Right. And the final thing, if Donald Trump does win November 8th and November 9th is the next day, do you think the market will be crashing probably that day or days later?
There wouldn't be much point to the market, pardon me, crashing there and then. A market crash obviously would favor Donald Trump, but once the election is over, I think we're going to start seeing corrections much more than a crash. But we even have the United Nations out there saying that we're coming up on a period of massive, massive debt defaulting throughout the world's financial systems. Because and again, it goes back to that 11th marble. When private central banks, by design, create more debt than money with which to pay the debt until the system locks up and comes apart, and that's exactly what's happening now. And because of globalism, it's all going to go down together, and it's going to be very, very ugly, and the money junkies are going to try and use this to reassert a new form of private central banking. We're already hearing rumblings that the IMF is getting ready to release their version of a new global currency that we will all use. But I think most people are going to realize that private central banking is what destroyed the United States economy and the economies of Europe and the economies of every single other country with a private central bank. And a new global private central bank is not going to be seen as a workable solution.
I agree with that, but don't you think the mainstream media will blame it on Donald Trump for being elected, though?
They're going to blame everything on Donald Trump. I'm waiting for them to blame Donald Trump for what happened down in Charlotte.
Well, that's coming.
Yeah.
So, okay, Michael, thank you very much.
All right, thank you. We're going to switch over to James in Japan. Ohio
corrections, much more than a crash, but we even have the United Nations out there.
Hold it. I'm hearing myself coming back to me rather than... Okay, James, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Michael. How are you?
Okay, we had a little bit of a technical goof there, and I was hearing my own voice, and I can't stand my own voice, so go ahead and talk to me.
Well, I can't stand it either, because
all right, thank
I've
you
already
for calling.
Forgiven you. I've already forgiven you for comparing Hillary to Godzilla.
I never compared Hillary Clinton to Godzilla. I said Godzilla was preferable to Hillary Clinton as president of the United States of America.
Okay, I'll give you a little leeway there, Maxwell. But anyway,
I mean, look at this way: Godzilla can light his own cigars. I mean, Hillary can't do that.
Well, that's where you're wrong, because it's so upsetting how you keep insulting her with all the Parkinson's and the cockeyed and all this, you know, different kind of things, because I've seen
it's
with my own eyes on
only
TV.
If
that
it's not true.
I've seen on my own eyes on TV that her double looks to be in excellent health.
Hillary's double for president. Okay. I'm still supporting Donald Trump. I'm still supporting Donald Trump. Yes, Hillary's double looks
security.
Better than Donald Trump. I will give you that. All right.
Thank you. I want to talk about a little bit about Syria. You and a lot of other people on the alternative media often talk about some kind of October surprise. And I actually, I thought it was a lot of BS, but now I'm thinking it's very serious, because with all the things that's going down, they're killing Syrian troops. Lavrov has gone to the UN and has given evidence what the U.S. is doing and how they're supporting ISIS. And I think they're just looking forward to getting an American plane shot down and trying to make this to be something where they're comparing Trump to, to Russia, and, and to Putin, shooting a plane down, and is this the guy you want to have, and that's what I think.
They're already out there claiming that that WikiLeaks is now working for Putin and Russia to embarrass Western leaders. Well, let's face it, the Western leaders have done things they ought to feel embarrassed about, but it is. Showing signs of chaos. It's lost any kind of a sense of a real narrative. But what's going on here is very simple. There is a large number of people in power and wealth in this country who see a new world war as their best option. And again, they go back and they look at history. We're going to have to take a break for commercials. James, stay on the line, and I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with James in Japan. And what's going on here is we have a definite war agenda going on in the highest levels of the U.S. government and Wall Street because they see that as their best, indeed their only option to keep things going on. And they're relying on history in that every time the U.S. gets into a horrible economic mix, they get into a major war to get out of it. Crash of 1907, World War I. Crash of 1929, World War II. Crash of 2008, World War III. And we've heard them say time and time again, war is good for business. War is good for... No, it isn't. It's good for the war business, but that's all. Because while the war business is doing great, everything else, schools, hospitals, roads, bridges, is neglected and allowed to basically rot away. But the United States, coming out of World War II and the Bretton Woods Agreement, was making huge amounts of money off the rest of the world's commerce by forcing them to go through the U.S. dollar. And because of that, they got lazy. They've allowed American manufacturing to decline in quantity and quality. They can't even build good weapons anymore, which are a big-ticket item. And nobody wants our GMO agriculture. And so right now they're looking at a situation that unless they can get the world back to using the dollar for all global trade and banking, the whole shebang is going to come crashing down. And that's why they're desperate to get into a major war against Russia, to end the threat of the ruble to the U.S. dollar, and a major war with China to end the threat of the yuan to the U.S. dollar. And if they think that Hillary is about to self-destruct, what they're going to do is get this war started before Donald Trump can take office in the White House. And that's their thing. And that's why we're seeing all this ramping up here. We could be in World War III for real by the end of this year. Now, Donald Trump may pull a fast one on them in that he comes out of the world of professional business. And I think he's a little less obsessed with his historical legacy than professional politicians tend to be. He might get into that Oval Office and pick up the phone and call Russia and China and say, you know something, this war is a stupid idea. Let's just call it off. Putin will say yes. China will need a little more schmoozing. And that will be it. But it looks to me like the war party in the United States is planning on sticking Donald Trump with World War III the way Herbert Hoover was stuck with the Depression of the 1930s. And I think that's what's going on. James, are you there? Oh, I guess. Oh, he's gone. All right. Well, sorry about that, James. Hope I answered your question. Now then, getting on back to the campaign. Hillary Clinton and her campaign are in thrash mode. They're out there just trying to find anything they're going to get traction with. They're losing traction with the millennials. They're losing the black vote. They're losing the Hispanic vote. They're losing the vagina vote. And so Hillary has come on out with a new ad saying that Donald Trump is a poor advocate for women. Is this the president we want for our daughters? And it's a major, major strategic goof because it opens Hillary up to all the times when she went on out and harassed victims of Bill Clinton's sexual appetites. Hillary Clinton is most assuredly not a champion of women's rights and values. She's taken huge amounts of money from Middle Eastern governments that oppress women. And it gets right to that heart of that trustworthiness situation. Hillary Clinton is going to tell you what Hillary Clinton thinks you want to hear, take your money and your vote, and then you're on your own. And so whoever suggested that she go back to this issue about being an advocate for women, that was a bad move. That was a bad move. Now, there has been a development in the Ammon Bundy case, because the Ninth Circuit Court has just reminded the federal government that they have to prove what's called subject matter jurisdiction over property in the United States of America. This goes back to that enclave clause in the Constitution. Basically, the Bureau of Land Management has been throwing its weight around on a presumption, an assumed subject matter jurisdiction. They assume they have jurisdiction over land owned by private American citizens. And the Ninth Circuit Court said, no, no, no. You have to prove you have a legal right to be administering this land. More when we come back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the latest development in the Ammon Bundy case here, where the Ninth Circuit Court has basically reminded the government that under the terms of the Enclave Clause of the Constitution, the federal government at best acts as a property manager on the public lands. And that role does not actually create any legal precedent for exclusive use by the federal government, meaning the federal government cannot kick you off your land just because they think the desert tortoise is endangered. And they've drawn a line pointing out the fact that the Bureau of Land Management has been going around the country taking land from people as if the federal government owns that land, and it does not. That land belongs either to private citizens or collectively to we, the American people. The government is supposed to be a caretaker, nothing more. So Ammon Bundy has been totally vindicated, and I'm sure that everybody else who's been abused by the Bureau of Land Management is going to be filing lawsuits, which I think they ought to. And remember, why is this all happening? Well, because the Clinton Foundation received massive contributions/bribes in exchange for which Hammond Ranch and other publicly owned lands were leased to Russia, to a Russian uranium company, Russian-Canadian uranium company, along with one-fifth of all U.S. uranium ore. It doesn't get more corrupt than that. We have our government worried about a potential nuclear war with Russia, and what are they doing? Hillary Clinton and the government are basically giving the Russians 20% of our nuclear ore, our uranium ore. Doesn't make any sense at all. All right, let's take a couple of phone calls. Jeff in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine.
Yeah, I was wondering, who do you think would be a good CIA director if Trump's elected President of the United States? What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question, and I have to admit I haven't put a lot of thought into it. Of course, I'm holding out for NASA myself. But I'll have to think about that one for a while. What is going to be really important is to find somebody to head up the CIA that is not tangled up with this ongoing problem of CIA drug smuggling, which goes back at least as far as Vietnam for heroin, Afghanistan, heroin, Central and South America, cocaine. CIA, in a lot of people's minds, CIA stands for Cocaine Importation Agency. And I think Trump needs to find somebody to head up the CIA who's going to wrap some knuckles and say, you're not in that stuff anymore. Well, what they ought to do is go back and change that finding by Reagan's Attorney General, William French Smith, who said it was okay for the CIA to be associating with drug smugglers and not have to report them to the DEA. All it's going to take is a law that says if CIA encounters drug smuggling, it must be reported to the authorities, and a big chunk of that stuff is just going to shut down. Not all of it. CIA is always going to find a way to work around it. CIA always operates well outside government containment. When Wild Bill Donovan set up the CIA, you know, he said it was a two-edged sword because there needed to be a centralized intelligence coordinating system, but at the same time, it represented a threat to the government and the rights of Americans. And it wasn't just CIA. Same thing with the FBI. J. Edgar Hoover used the resources of the FBI to get blackmail information on American government figures, including President John F. Kennedy. He had his special private files, which all disappeared when he died or was assassinated. That's how he wound up as FBI director for life. He had the dirt on everybody. These intelligence agencies can, if left unrestrained, be a threat to our way of life.
Yes, those are two pretty important appointments, FBI and CIA. I'm curious as to who he would put in those spots. Anyways, thanks for your time today, Mike. Really enjoy your show.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Errol in the Netherlands. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Mike. I want to elaborate on that. What you said about the CIA, FBI, and, you know, those agencies are just... how do you call it? A moment of time, you know. They are in the agency. It's like 1984, and I'm sorry to say this to most of the people that are in the agencies, but I've been myself into an agency, and I want to say to you, it's all compromised because when you look at it, yeah, and when you look at it at the longest prospect, you know what the prospect is. When we see the whole thing coming down, what we are now doing in the Greater Israel Project, what is happening in Europe, yeah, with so many countries, yeah, so many countries in one time. Then we got to analyze this prospect that when we are talking about terrorism, terrorism is what the Western culture, but the Western culture has created some kind of terrorism that has come
you're talking about
to
the blowback.
Our homeland.
You're talking about
homeland.
The blowback. Well,
The blowback, exactly.
Okay, yeah. we need to delineate here because a lot of terrorism is actually a big theater pageant put on by nation states to push an agenda. Yes, when you invade somebody else's country and you kill their friends and families and blow up their villages and towns and everything, they're going to be very, very angry. But more and more we're coming to understand that acts of terror are actually created by nation states in order to motivate their people along a certain direction. And we now know that there are 42 historical false flag attacks that changed the course of history that are now officially admitted to. And, of course, we can assume that there's a few hundred that still are classified and being officially denied. But the reason you have to be very suspicious about acts of terror is looking at it from the point of view of what are they trying to accomplish. What is the socio-political intent of the act of terror? Because anybody who is trying to change the society in which they are in, they understand they need the support of public opinion. And if they commit any act that destroys that support, they've destroyed themselves. So most
exactly.
acts of terror are actually done by third parties to frame on somebody else to destroy public support for them, whether it's Israel staging false flag attacks to destroy public support for the Palestinians, or any of these other examples. And I like to point out, think back to the American Revolution. How far would George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and the boys have gotten toward their goal of an independent nation if they'd been going into schools and blowing up the school children? And the answer is they wouldn't
exactly.
have gotten anywhere, which is why they didn't do that. And so at this point, I mean, we had this CIA expert come out earlier in the week saying that all the post 9/11 false terror acts are all false flag by nation state actors. And I'm
exactly.
inclined to strongly agree because
may,
you have to ask who benefits.
Elaborate?
Real
may
quick,
elaborate?
We got a lot of calls, so you're going to have to go fast.
I'm going very fast. May I elaborate? Why has the state of Israel been created? You know why? Because it's another elaboration, yeah. For how do you call it? The state of Israel, yeah. It's another. It's not a country. It's an how do we call it?
Pirate
it's
kingdom.
No, in Dutch we call it how do you call it?
Well, I don't speak Dutch,
we,
so I
we,
can't.
We take that country, and it's ours. How do you call it?
Occupied.
Yeah, it's occupied. We just occupied.
Yeah, it is all occupied. And by the way, I did repost to what really happened this morning in response to one of yesterday's phone calls. My article on Israel and Palestine, the maps tell the true story, which shows how it is Israel that's trying to wipe its neighbors off the map, not the other way around.
Exactly.
And all this documentary evidence that, yes, there was a Palestine before Israel. There were Palestinians before Israel. It's one of the big lies they put out. Anyway, Errol, I need to cut you off because
Thank
the
you.
Phone lines
Bye-bye.
Are full and we need to move on here expeditiously. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, one of your callers talked about who would replace the FBI director, James Comey, and that brought back just a question for me. Knowing that Ron Paul, you know, believes very similar to a lot of policies that Donald Trump carries, you think Donald Trump would bring Ron Paul or offer him a position in his administration?
I would love to see him as head of the Treasury.
Great idea. Great idea. That was my only question.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Dustin, are you there? Okay, I guess Dustin's on hold. Can we switch to Mark in North Carolina?
Hi, Mike.
Mark, are you?
Hi,
Mark. Oh, there's Dustin. Okay.
Hi, Mike. Yeah, Ray McGovern for the head of the CIA. And
excellent
William Binney
idea.
For the head of the NSA.
excellent idea.
Hey, Mike, I just want to say, like, the actors, what a disgrace they are, like Robert Downey Jr., you know, like, they're always saying how, you know, how they're always fighting for all these rights around the world for people, and they want to want Hillary in? Look at all the people she killed. I mean, it's a bit bizarre, you know? It's like, they just don't understand that? Like, I don't get it. They're always
Okay, remember, stars always want more media attention. Sometimes, you know, they'll go to absurd lengths, like release a sex tape or something. But one of the ways that you build your career and your name value, is you get involved in causes. Most people in Hollywood are very careful to only get involved in causes that won't really cost them anything. That's why they'll get on board with clubbing baby seals or deadbeat dads or all the rest of that stuff, because those who go up against the real source of problems in this country, their careers evaporate. Nobody in Hollywood is talking about government-sanctioned drug running, except possibly for Oliver Stone. He's starting to get into there. But for the most part, people in Hollywood, they pick a safe cause. I'm out there, we've got to, you know, preserve dandelions and all the rest of that. And they don't really have the courage to stand up and say there's a problem with our basic core society. Because they can lose their careers. I mean, back in the 60s, Jean Seberg was a very, very famous actress. She did an amazing performance of Joan of Arc. She was in the first of the airport movies. She was in, I think, Paint Your Wagon, which was the only movie Clint Eastwood ever sang in, thank goodness. And hang on a sec. And, well, yeah, and when Jean Seberg started getting involved saying that the U.S. government's treatment of black people was not very good, they destroyed her career. They planted a story in Joyce Haber's gossip column in the Los Angeles Times that Jean Seberg was pregnant out of wedlock with one of the Black Panthers. Now, even though it was the 1960s and the beginning of civil rights movement and the summer of love and the autumn of gonorrhea, most Americans still had a real problem with interracial sex and interracial birth. And they basically, the FBI destroyed Jean Seberg's career, and ultimately she committed suicide. But her husband had been a French diplomat, and so he was able to pull strings and get the actual FBI documentation and said, if you don't apologize for what you did, I'll turn this into an international stink. So it's one of the very, very, very few times that the FBI has been forced to apologize for these dirty tricks they play on people to destroy their careers. Unfortunately, the apology was published, you know, right above the obituaries on the back of the newspaper. But at least, you know, they were forced to apologize. So, yeah, that's the reality of Hollywood. I mean, when I got blacklisted, one of the things that really hurt the most, when I got blacklisted, it was all the people that I had known and worked with for years and years didn't want to be seen with me, would cross the street to the other side because they didn't want to be seen. They were that afraid of the blacklisting. And that really kind of hurt. I mean, I expect, even back then, I expected the government to behave like the government. I really thought that my friends would still be my friends. Oh, no, no, no. They didn't want to be seen with me at all. The only one who really did stand by me throughout that whole time was Renee Valente.
And, Mike, real quick on Syria. We are in World War III, and Syria and Ukraine are the official battlefields, and the Russians aren't going anywhere.
They're the flashpoints. They're the flashpoints. Yeah. It's not going to stay in those flashpoints. This one is going to be truly a global war, and it is going to go nuclear. And I'm in agreement with you. I'm sure the textbooks 50 years from now are going to say that World War III was underway at this point. We don't have a big flashy bang like the sinking of the Lusitania or Pearl Harbor or something like that to sort of signal, you know, and they're off, you know. But yeah, at this point, the U.S. has just made it very, very clear. They see a new world war as the only way they can survive, let alone perpetuate their power and wealth. Even as we have our top military start to admit that we're probably going to lose this one now.
And all of our textbooks will probably be charcoal in the cities.
Yeah, what was it that Winston Churchill said? The next world war is just going to make the rubble bounce.
Yeah, Albert Einstein doesn't know what World War III is going to be like, but everybody knows what World War IV is going to be like, sticks and stones.
Yeah. Yeah, we all know what's coming. All right, thank you very much. Here, we're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
you, Mike. Mike, funny. This guy must have been reading my mind, Dustin. There, I was also going to say either Ray McGovern or William Binney, but I also think President Trump should consider just turning the CIA back to the military where it started from, because I think there'd be more control over it that way.
I think Donald Trump ought to do what John F. Kennedy tried to do, break it into 1,000 pieces and scatter it into the wind. Because the heads of these agencies think themselves that they're running the country and the civilian government is just for decoration. J. Edgar Hoover used to call his office at the FBI the seat of the U.S. government.
But I think JFK did want to put it back in the military, though, at the same time. I think he thought it would work better that way. It would be more controllable.
Well, what John F. Kennedy did in his executive order is he returned covert military interventions back to control of the military. And that one I would generally tend to agree with. All right. Thank you very much for the phone call, Mark. We got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened?
What really happened? Randall, Ohio America. Welcome back to the show here. People are starting to send in suggestions for Donald Trump's administration. Somebody just sent in Judge Andrew Napolitano for the Supreme Court. I agree with that one. And if you want a new head of the NSA, let's have Edward Snowden. That would be another good one. Or put him in another position. Not NSA, but maybe we need to bring all these people back in. The ones who are out there trying to do, demonstrably doing what's best for the nation and its people. That's what we need to focus on bringing them in. Somebody also sent me an article by Ray McGovern on Harry Truman's warning regarding the CIA. All right, let's take another phone call. Richie in Louisiana, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Mike. I want to explore with you, first of all, my extensive cynicism over the past 10 years or so by just observing what's happening to our government, our elected officials, the whole society in general, in my opinion, is crumbling and decadent and goes all the way of all empires. But I'd like your perspective on, I have to admit, I'm slightly optimistic about the potential that Donald Trump could bring to the government, but I go back to my fear that, or my general outlook of cynicism, that it seems to me that if there were people in the government that wanted to change things and fight for truth, justice, the American way, it would have been done. And, for example, with Hillary Clinton, if they get her, the reason why she's never been convicted of anything, in my opinion, of course, because I don't actually know, is that if she were to come down, the whole rotten, stinking house would come down upon her. Because
you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I mean, let me get in here because we're only 2 minutes away from the top of the hour break here. What's going on here is your cynicism is founded on the after effect of this nation being under the rule of an narcocracy going back to the mid-1980s. We're literally being run by a government that is neck deep in drug money corruption. And that's why they've been so opposed to Donald Trump. He's an outsider. When he gets into the White House and he sees what's been going on, there are going to be some major, major, major changes. The ins are going to be out. The outs are going to be in. As Thomas Jefferson said, a little revolution every now and then is a good thing, and this one would be a peaceful revolution, which is obviously the very best kind.
Well, but then you have the whole prospect of his head getting blown off in some motorcade. Well, you know,
it's a risk. I'm sure he's aware of that risk, which is why for the campaign he's had his own private security operating inside the Secret Service. Anybody who wants to speak truth to power, we all know we're risking our lives to do it. How many dead bodies have they added to the list in the last month? What, 5, 6? It's just a reality. That's just part of the background. But if it's important to try and bring this nation back from the edge, then you're going to accept a certain degree of risk. And that's just the way it is. Anyway, Richie, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Richie. We got to take a break for our top of the hour station identification. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
Your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.